AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Six young Minnesota men arrested for plotting ways to get into Syria. Andrew Luger, the U.S. attorney in Minnesota, says the six from the Somali community in the state were influenced by other friends and family.
The person radicalizing your son, your brother, your friend may not be a stranger. It may be their best friend.
Four of the men were arrested in Minnesota, two others in San Diego. Former Detroit area police officer faces a number of charges in a January arrest of a driver who was repeatedly punched in the head during a traffic stop in the city of Inkster. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says the evidence shows Officer William Melendez acted illegally.
We're not going to look the other way when a peace officer or a law enforcement officer is involved, or if a person with a lot of money is involved, or a person that has a high position involved. It doesn't matter. We go based on the facts and evidence and nothing else.
In a separate case caught on video, two Detroit police officers have been cleared of any wrongdoing in their arrest of an armed carjacking suspect. Tulsa, Oklahoma County Sheriff Stanley Gland says he doesn't believe training records were falsified for 73-year-old Reserve Deputy Robert Bates.
We follow the national standards.
Bates is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Eric Harris, who had run from officers during a sting operation. Glenn says his office may take a hard look at its age requirements.
I think that we'll be reviewing the national standards for a reserve, and age may be an element in that.
Bates says he mistook his pistol for a stun gun. Glenn says actions will be taken against two deputies who were at the scene, including one caught on video cursing Harris as he lay dying. The sheriff says both have received death threats and have been reassigned. Rainy Boston Marathon underway. 30,000 runners taking part in the second race since the bombings that killed three people. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 236. This is AP Radio News. ESPN is not happy with Verizon's new channel alignment. Warren Levinson with more.
Verizon took a step toward unbundling cable TV channels with a $55 a month package it started selling Sunday. It includes about 35 channels, among them AMC and CNN, but not ESPN. Its channels are in a separate sports option that costs another $10. ESPN says that's not cricket, or at least not basic cable. It issued a statement pointing out, "Our contracts clearly provide that neither ESPN nor ESPN2 may be distributed in a separate sports package." Verizon seeking to hold on to cable customers who feel they have TV options that don't include paying for a lot of channels they never watch. Warren Levinson, New York.
Willie Nelson has plans to market his own brand of marijuana. The country legend announcing Willie's Reserve will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington. Nelson says he'll work with master growers to come up with a strain to reflect his appreciation for the range of the plant's qualities. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.